Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm just telling you, Clay stinks. I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, one more segment, then we'll bring in the boys from Splash
again.
To do the crossover. They're out there. Warriors home openers tonight against the Nuggets. If you get out there early, go say hello to Dibs and Willard.
I'm going out there.
I know, but are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited, but before, I need you to take a play off because I got, you know, my mother's with the Angels in heaven, but I got another mother, and that's Mrs. Giddings. And she texts Evan after that last segment. Evan, can you read what my mom's wrote to you?
Yeah, she loves you, Goo. You are her favorite.
Okay.
However, is Goo really saying love doesn't help performance or strong women inhibit their partner's performance? Tell him I love him. He can go pound sand. Right.
So this is different than you trying to misconstrue my words. Mama Giddings, no, I am about love. All I was simply saying is this summer, there were a lot of videos that I partake in that were on Instagram, and Clay was cuddled up with Meg. That okay. is beautiful. She's doing her thing. He's doing his thing. All I'm saying is, Clay, don't forget about your craft. And having her at the game, open at night in the suite, doing her thing, then she can do that, her prerogative, that's cool. I watched that game, and I was like, damn, while Clay's having a bad game, and all I'm simply saying is, Clay, love is love. I'm about love, black love. But, dude, don't forget, don't be Travis Kelce, and once you go with this famous relationship, your game falls off. And that's all, because I'm rooting for Clay. And I'm not by myself. I've had this conversation with men and women. Clay's going real public with the relationship. That's fine. But, dude, still work. Don't forget about your game.
So does it cross your mind at all that Clay's relationship with Megan Thee Stallion could bring her performance level down? When she does concerts.
I don't care about her performance.
What's the difference?
No, not at all. What do you mean, what's the difference? Singing rap lyrics and playing NBA hoop is totally different.
It's the same. It's performance.
Stop.
You stop.
Yeah. I was going to say, how do you know?
You stop.
Yeah.
Like, Clay hasn't...
She's not going 1 of 9 or 2 of 14.
Know? What if you
just, she's making records and she's at the top?
You just implied that Megan Thee Stallion could be bad for Clay's career. And I'm saying, why couldn't Clay, who's famous, theoretically be bad for Megan's career?
Because she is on top still and he's bricking.
The point stands, I think. Should we take a call or should we move on?
Go ahead.
Let's go to Mike in San Lorenzo. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Tiny Goo, what's going on,
man?
I'm going to tell you about this love hurts segment you guys got going on, right?
Talk to me.
So I'm pretty sure that Clay lost his dog Roscoe or Rocco, correct?
Yeah, gotcha.
He's hurting from Roscoe or Rocco. He ain't hurting from Megan the Stallion. He had to fill a void with Megan, happenstance. Whatever's going on, it has to do with Rocco. When Rocco's been around, he was A1 clutch. Mind you, the season just started. I'm happy the season just started. I've been watching all basketball. Yeah, I got NBA TV. I forked out for it. But Peacock, man, they got to fix that. But the Love Hurt segment, Megan is the best thing that's happened to him since the loss of his dog. And I think that's what the whole case is with this whole brick house love segment. So I just wanted to fill you in, Goo.
I appreciate it.
Love with love.
All right. I get that. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Let's talk about the Warriors being contenders. Let's get back to business. What's up, A? How you doing?
Oh, what's up, man? You know, yeah, the Warriors are contenders. I'm not saying they should be the number one contender or they're going to be the number one seed, but they're going to be in the thick of things, man. If Jonathan Kamin can play like this, like, you know, like just passing the ball all of a sudden, playing, you know, focused defense, and Jimmy Buckets playing with our high basketball IQ. Steph is still Steph, and Steph is Jerry Rice. I mean, Jerry Rice got older. He still was, what, with the Raiders, 1,200 yards receiving, still looking pretty good, still being a threat. That's him. He's just leaving Jerry Rice at basketball, man. But at the end of the day, I'm ready, man, because we got a good team. We got high basketball IQ. Sure, they're old, but I'm going to take high basketball IQ, man, with pretty much anything when it comes to basketball. That's why we're going to be in the thick of things. We can mess with OKC. We can mess with Houston Rockets, all these teams, and I'm ready. I don't care what nobody says. Like I said, the Warrior players, they believe in themselves, and that's all that ever matters, man. Like that album by my Oakland native Richie Rich, they're seasoned veterans.
Yeah, look at you. I got that reference.
Thanks, A. Appreciate the call. Yep, they got to stay healthy, though, of course.
No doubt, man.
Let me get into some Niner stuff from yesterday, because they got a game against Houston.
Man.
We'll spend 10 minutes on where they're at.
It's also a couple of updates from practice.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Right now, not being seen at Thursday's practice. Bryce Huff, Jake Brendel, Yetur Gross-Matos. Working on the side is D'Amador Lenore, Ricky Pearsall, and Luke Gifford.
All right, so Pearsall's on the side after not practicing yesterday.
Man, nothing about Purdy, huh?
Well, this is from yesterday.
All right.
Shanahan on Brock Purdy's toe.
Kyle, that from what you've been told, is Brock making progress that is kind of what your medical staff has predicted he would make through this point?
Yes. Yeah. It's always different dealing with the toe, but I'd say it's steadily getting better each week.
All right, so Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area was asking if they anticipated him to be out this long, essentially, and I guess Shanahan was saying we knew it was a possibility.
Mm. Now the question is how long, you know? When do we expect him back, man?
Diana Rossini, she said that the 49ers had been targeting this week, but it doesn't look like he's going to play. So then the question becomes, could he play against the Giants next week when they go to New York?
On turf.
Yes.
If that even matters, but you think it does, or?
I don't know. Man. If we're at the point where you're worried about whether he's playing on grass or turf, then you can't bring him back, I wouldn't think.
Mm.
He was asked about, but in Matt Barrows' story yesterday on The Athletic, he essentially said that, you know, Purdy suffered a setback in a practice a couple weeks ago, and the hope is it's sometime around midseason, but we'll see. This is Shanahan being asked about Pearsall, who's working on the side today. It's short.
I don't think it's a setback, just not going as fast as we wanted, but nothing new's happened.
All right, that's not a setback.
Yeah. Because what you don't want to have happen, Stani, is let's just say in the next 2 or 3 weeks, he goes out there and the same thing happens that happened when he went out there after 2 weeks. Then you could possibly be looking at a scenario like, what's the best interest for this guy moving forward? Do we even try to risk him coming back for the duration anytime in the rest of the season? Like, that's how this thing is, how finicky it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, time weeks are coming.
Yeah. Let's go to Omar in Oakland. He's got some some thoughts on the 49er quarterback situation.
Oh.
Hey, Omar.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
It's always good to talk with you guys. I want to say I think the Niners got to stick with Mac Jones because Brock Purdy's inconsistent, man. You know, you've seen what he did against the Jaguars. I think through two interceptions. I know they paid him the big money, but you got to go with the best man. The best must play. And at the end of the day, Mac Jones only had one bad game, if you really think about it. It was really, was that 2 weeks ago when they lost? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And he was kind of banged up. But that Rams game was really, that was a classic, you know. He stamped his legacy. I wouldn't say legacy, but he introduced himself to the Niner faithful. I'm a Colts fan, so it would be great to play the Niners in a Super Bowl in Santa Clara. And I want to say one question for Guru.
What's up, baby?
Why do you support the Cowboys, brother? Why do you support the Cowboys, man? And when y'all going to get back to the NFC Championship, man? It's been 30-something years, brother.
Well, okay. One, it was passed down to me. My father's from East Texas, so I was born and raised here in California. So I'm loyal to the soil. And as far as the NFC Championship game, I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
All right. Thanks, Omar. Appreciate the call. So, you're Buller, Texas is in East Tennessee?
Yeah, East Texas. Yep.
But that is there any chance that's closer to New Orleans than Dallas?
No. What you mean?
Geography-wise. If it's East.
I mean, Texas is by Louisiana.
I know. It borders it, I think.
Yeah, but it's East Texas, Buller, Texas.
I'm just wondering if maybe Norm was closer to New Orleans, even though he was in Texas.
Nah, he's not Dallas.
Hey, Norm! Somebody do a...
Yeah, this ain't the...
That close.
It's not that close. No. All right, Norm. Norm's off the hook.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's the first Colts fan I think I've ever heard, too.
And I should have asked him, how the hell are you... But, dude, it's all kind of transplant fans out here.
That's right. They do play the Colts later in the season. Is that game in Indy? I don't know.
What happens if we come back here Monday, truly, Stani, and the Niners are 6-2? I'm asking you to be John Lynch. Are you picking up the phone? Because, the deadline's rapidly approaching. Do you look at this like, man, let's just ride this wave and see where we can go, but we might need a new O-line and a new Trent Williams here soon. We don't want to give up, you know, the too many assets that we have. Or where are you at? Do you say, you know what, let's try to enhance and see if we can get some type of pass rusher in here to help? Or how do you see it if somehow I expect them to beat the Texans, but if we're here Monday and they're 6-2? You need more? Well, the deadline will be gone then. I think, what is the, I forget what it is, somewhere, the 4th or 6th?
It's this week and next, yeah. I think. And then there's the trade deadline. So, I don't know. My first thought would be I'd be very reluctant to give up any draft picks if I were the San Francisco 49ers, because the only way I give up draft picks is if I think I'm really close. And I'm not convinced we're really close. And by the way, Kyle Shanahan's been answering questions in the media, it doesn't feel like their urgency has changed between, let's say, weeks 3 or 4 and this week. He keeps saying, you know, do you have more of a sense of urgency now to do something with Bosa hurt, with Warner hurt, now with Huff hurt? And he says, no, we've been making calls the whole time. So, and now you got a guy like Huff.
Dude, can you believe it, man?
But you're going to get him back in a couple weeks. So, yeah, the pass rush may struggle for a week or two.
But are you 6-4 instead of, 5-4 instead of 7-2?
Maybe.
He was playing well, man, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks, you know, with the hammy.
No, but I know. That's what I mean. They're going to miss him for 2 weeks, but then they're going to get him back. So do you go try to bolster the defense knowing that he's probably going to be coming back in a couple weeks? I don't know what you do. But the 49ers have a lot of decisions to make on a lot of guys in terms of when to bring him back. It feels like the new one is going to be Pearsall. Pearsall and Lenore today are working on the side. Is that good? Or is that an indication they probably won't play?
Well, it's Thursday, Steiny. If they're on the side, I got to be honest. I think they're not going to play. And, again, I can totally be wrong. There were times I thought Juwan Jennings was playing and he didn't play. And then the exact opposite. He wasn't going to play and he played. But, man, you figure you got walkthrough tomorrow, whatever they install they have tomorrow. That's Friday. You get on the plane. Well, I mean, you know, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't look good for Pearsall. And the good news is they got Kittle back and they ran the ball effectively on Sunday. And
that'll be interesting.
If they get if they can bring that running game back, then they'll be less one dimensional and maybe their offense starts clicking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think they're, you know, right now, obviously the defense is playing better than the offense, but then again, the offense is missing some pieces and well, the defense is too. But I guess the defense is, to my way of thinking, I think it's been the story of the year.
Oh, man, no doubt. And, you know, I sit here every turn, every time I hit a new corner, Stoney, I'm talking about how great Kyle Shanahan is, and he is. But right there next to him this season alone with what's not been at his disposal, and that's Robert Saleh, it's just lightweight, incredible, you know, what they've been able to do and achieve and stay in these games. And up comes the Houston Texans. I'm not a big fan of C.J. Stroud, Sonny. I think he's regressing. They have no O-line, so, you know, I don't want to jinx him, but I feel like the Niners as a defense can eat and stop that offense, and I don't know the availability. You talked about it on Monday, Nico Collins. Left the game with concussion-type syndromes or a concussion protocol. So what if he's not there? I mean, I just like where the Niners are at going in to face old defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans.
You know, the one thing I was thinking about was Robert Saleh. And
give it to
you
me.
Were saying, you know, if he does a great job with the defense, maybe he'll get hired again.
Who checked me and said, nah, oh, it was Adam Amin we had on. Remember, he said he might have to go to the back of the line and wait a little bit.
You know, in a crazy kind of way, if the 49ers defense, let's say they play like this all year, why would you hire Saleh as a head coach? You know what I mean? Like, isn't he establishing that he, if he does this job with San Francisco, isn't he kind of establishing that's what he does, that's what he's best at, and that's the place he should be utilized?
That is very interesting, and I would just say this, where do you differentiate the success as a coordinator to a head coach, it not working, just his stint in New York?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I'll say this, as a coach, Stoney, I think, you know, I hear the word teacher and things like that. So obviously he's doing that to this young bunch. Wouldn't you say that, and I could be totally wrong because we found out it was 4 years in New York. Remember, I thought it felt like one. Doesn't that supersede the stench that was and the Aaron Rodgers circus for him in New York? Maybe it was just not a great situation. If I'm a new team looking at what he's doing with this young Niner defense.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve another chance or he won't
no,
get another
I get
chance.
That.
I'm saying I wouldn't hire him.
Wow.
As a head coach. I would
Evan,
try to
would
hire
you?
Him as a defensive coordinator.
Are you there with Saleh to where Steiny's saying, you know, being honest, I might not hire him as a head coach again, but a coordinator, he's proven this is kind of his lane?
I mean, I think this is a pretty good resume builder if he helps this defense get to the playoffs. He was already interviewing for head coaching jobs last offseason. I think Jacksonville is in the mix for
They say that's
Las
why
Vegas.
Him and the coach got into it. He was supposed to get that job, but that's
yeah,
neither here
I think
there.
He'll be
yes.
a candidate again. The question is he going to get a second shot over some of the new and up-and-comers. Yeah. I don't know. But he'll be in the mix.
Yeah, it was more like a philosophical question
right.
to me.
But
like,
you got me thinking.
I mean, he's been a
It didn't work as a head coach,
I
right.
probably wouldn't hire him okay. as a head coach based on his greatness
it.
As a defensive coordinator and, you know.
Well, what about the greatness of some of the other coordinators who are now head coaches? Like Kyle Shanahan is obviously a great play caller.
Right.
So you wouldn't hire him as a head coach because he's a great OC?
No, what I'm saying is
he hadn't failed yet, Evan.
Unfortunately,
Salo in New York was bad. That doesn't count as a
bust. The guy who's replaced him is 0-6.
No, I'm not saying that he did a bad job. I'm just saying, you know,
you wouldn't hire him as a head.
How many head coaching jobs did North Turner have?
Well, I got to believe 4 or 5. I don't know.
A few, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they said he didn't make, you know, he was a better coordinator than a coach. That's all.
Well, yeah, but I think it's hard to.
And that's what fascinates me.
Like you're taking Robert Saleh's success as a DC and saying that's why he can't be, or why he shouldn't be a head coach.
And I'm saying that's why he should be one. He's a teacher.
That's kind of what I'm saying is I think some guys are coordinators and some guys are head coaches. And if I were an owner of an NFL team, I'm just saying I'd probably lean away from Saleh as a head coaching candidate.
Well, I'm sure the Niners want them to.
And Stiney, I'm kind of on the opposite side, gravitating to him more. You could throw something at me with what he's doing just with this version of the Niner team, how young they are and unproven. In a crazy world, I feel like that supersedes the failure, if we want to call it that, in New York. Well, I mean, that's what it was. He got fired, right?
And I would say you're the same guy who said you're sick of retreads, and he failed as a head coach. Mm. And I don't know, maybe you're not a retread until you have 2 jobs.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not.
That's interesting, man.
I don't know. I've seen, like, it's also has to do with clearly his gift as a defensive coordinator too. And I don't just mean the first stint here with the Niners. Like, it's clear that he's got Shanahan's got all the trust in the world with him, and that Sal is like his own kind of man here, and I kind of feel like Shanahan's had to babysit the other defensive coordinators. Yeah. Let's squeeze in David and El Cerrito real quick before we head to the crossover. What's up, David? How you doing?
I'm well. You know, I happen to be a Jets fan. And I don't think it was his fault, but that being said, awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm a Buckeye fan, and I think the Niners, Houston, I've been saying this since he was at Ohio State. I didn't care. I think C.J. Stroud sucks.
Man.
And I think that the things he did bad at Ohio State, he still does bad. I used to say that he's always working on his 22-step dropback, and he still does it. He has no vision. He can't throw guys open. He throws a nice ball when it's in the air. So, yeah, I look at whatever the Houston's doing. It wouldn't even shock me if they didn't win another game. I think he's actually really bad.
Okay.
And I think that's why the Niners will win, because the quarterback's not really bad.
Can I have a question? Can I ask you a question?
Man.
Sure.
Didn't he have a great rookie year or second year?
Yeah, because no one knew what he could or couldn't do yet.
Gotcha.
A lot of players in the NFL come in. Look at what's his name from the Titans, Will Levis's first game. I think he threw 4 touchdown passes. Look at Mariota's first game. I think he threw 4 touchdown passes. When guys are coming in the NFL, the teams get some time to figure you out, and once they do, it's over. And it's the guys who get figured out that can take it to another level. They're the ones that excel. I've always loved Darnold. I've always loved Daniel Jones.
And here they are. It takes time. The CJ Stroud don't have it. He don't have the head. He doesn't have the vision. He just sucks. And the Niners are going to win because he sucks.
All right. Wow. You know what? I feel like going to the FanDuel.
Too soon.
I don't know.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
That is great, Paul.
Yeah.
I'd hire him, Steph.
4 years. Is there 4 years? All right, we got crossover coming
Splash.
Up. Lillard and Dibs are at Splash. Warriors home opener tonight. That segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. You must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.